Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. May I have the email on your account, please?
Who is this?
We're a customer service department for multiple companies.
Well, this crime enforced check has been frauding my bank account, and I'm going to prosecute them. Crimeinfocheck.com.
Okay, I can take a look and see if you have an account with us. What's your email address, please?
I have no account with them. They set up one, they did it themselves. I'm pretty upset. I don't mean to be upset at you. I'm sorry.
Okay, do you have an email that we can search by to see if you have an account with us?
No, I'm not giving my email out to nobody again. Are you representing Crime Info Check?
We are a customer service department for multiple companies. That is one of the companies that we represent. What's the last eight digits of the card that it was billed to?
Pardon?
The last eight digits of the card that it was billed
okay.
to?
Okay, was, hold on one second, I get it for you. Oh, good night. Here it is. 0840.
The last eight digits.
I thought you said the last four digits.
No, the last eight digits.
All this receipt I got from the bank has on is 980840.
Do you know the last eight digits of your card?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the last digits on the card, but the card was destroyed. It's no longer in effect. I just came from the bank yesterday, and we found out this was going on. They've been taking $18.95 a month since August that they were unauthorized to take. And, this month was the first month due to my wife having cancer that we actually noticed that it was going on.
Do you know the first four digits of that card?
I don't want to tell you my entire card number, the old card number.
The only thing that I need, sir, is the last eight digits or either your email address. That's more simpler, your email address, so that I can see if you have
okay.
an account.
Okay, I'm not going to give you either one because I don't trust this company. And since you're not the company, I'm going to have my attorney get in touch with them.
Okay. Well, I can't help you, sir, with no information.
Well, you know, would you be quick to give your information out when you found out they've been cheating you since August?
If I want to know what the charge is for, yes, sir. I'm not asking for anything personal. I'm asking for your email address.
I haven't bought anything from them. I don't know what they could be charging anything for. And I certainly didn't buy a crime enforce anything from them. In my mind, they're crooks. That's all I know. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, I'm not, like I say, I don't mean to sound, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at them. I have heart disease. My wife has stage 4 lung cancer, and I find out these crooks are taking our money since August of last year. I was hoping this was their phone number because I really wanted to talk to them, you know.
Yeah,
we represent
the company. They don't have a direct phone number. We represent the company.
Well, my brother is going to help me get an attorney, and we're going to sue them for what they've done. So you might want to give them a note that they're fixing to get sued for their crooked ways.
She hasn't left me,
Well, I appreciate it. I know you can't do anything without those numbers.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling support.